Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Woke Ink: Inside Corporate America's Social Justice Scam. Author Vivek Ramaswamy embarks on a critical examination of the contemporary socio-political landscape within the corporate world. Ramaswamy, a successful entrepreneur and first-generation American, pierces through the facade of corporate America's engagement with social justice movements, arguing that many companies exploit these causes for profit rather than genuine change. Published in an era marked by heightened political consciousness and social activism, the book scrutinizes the motives behind big corporations' public endorsements of various social issues. Ramaswamy blends his business acumen with a sharp critique of corporate practices, offering insights into the complex interplay between capitalism and social justice in the 21st century. This book not only dissects the trend of woke capitalism, but also invites readers to understand the implications of this phenomenon for democracy, free speech, and genuine social progress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of woke capitalism. Vivek Ramaswamy introduces the concept of woke capitalism as a strategy employed by corporations to signal their commitment to various social justice causes. This involves companies taking public stances on political and social issues, ranging from climate change to racial equality, often aligning their brands with these causes. Ramaswamy argues that this trend has gained momentum in recent years, particularly following significant social and political events that have spurred public discourse around these topics. Through case studies and analysis, he illustrates how corporations have adopted social justice rhetoric, not primarily out of genuine concern for these causes, but as a means to bolster their image and appeal to socially conscious consumers and investors. This tactic, according to Ramaswamy, allows corporations to mask their underlying profit motives, manipulating public sentiment for financial gain, while often sidelining sincere efforts for change. Secondly, the impact on free speech. Ramaswamy explores the implications of woke capitalism on free speech within both the corporate sector and broader society. He contends that the embrace of social justice narratives by companies has led to an environment where dissenting views are often silenced or marginalized. This is particularly evident in workplaces, where employees might feel compelled to conform to the dominant corporate ideology or risk their career prospects. Ramaswamy presents cases where individuals have faced backlash or termination for expressing viewpoints that deviate from the accepted corporate narrative on social issues. The book also addresses the broader societal impact, suggesting that the corporate suppression of free speech contributes to a culture of self-censorship and intellectual homogeneity. This, Ramaswamy argues, undermines the democratic principle of open debate and the marketplace of ideas. Thirdly, the paradox of diversity initiatives. One of the central themes in Woke Inc. is the critique of corporate diversity initiatives. Ramaswamy delves into the paradox that despite the increased emphasis on diversity and inclusion programs within companies, there remains a significant gap in achieving true diversity, particularly in leadership roles. He argues that many of these initiatives are performative, focusing more on superficial metrics and quotas rather than fostering genuine inclusivity and diversity of thought. Ramaswamy suggests that this approach not only fails to address underlying disparities, but also creates divisions within the workforce by emphasizing identity categories over merit and competence. He calls for a reevaluation of diversity programs, advocating for policies that prioritize individual qualifications and contributions, thus promoting a more inclusive and effective corporate culture. Fourthly, corporate influence on public policy. Ramaswamy raises concerns about the growing influence of corporations in shaping public policy, particularly through their engagement with social justice causes. He argues that as companies increasingly take stances on political and social issues, they wield significant power in influencing legislation and public opinion. This corporate activism, while often framed as a commitment to social responsibility, can serve to advance business interests that may not align with the public good. Ramaswamy provides examples of how corporations have lobbied for policies under the guise of social justice that ultimately benefit their bottom lines, at the expense of broader societal interests. He warns against the unchecked power of corporations in the political sphere, calling for greater transparency and accountability in their advocacy efforts. Lastly, the future of social justice in corporate America. In the concluding section of Woke Inc., Ramaswamy reflects on the future trajectory of social justice within the corporate world. He advocates for a return to a principled approach to business that prioritizes ethical practices and true service to the community over performative activism. Ramaswamy emphasizes the importance of distinguishing between genuine corporate responsibility and strategic image management. He envisions a corporate landscape where companies engage in social justice efforts that are transparent, impactful, and aligned with their core values and competencies. By doing so, he argues, corporations can contribute to meaningful social change while fostering trust and loyalty among consumers and employees. Ramaswamy calls on both corporations and individuals to critically assess the motives behind social justice initiatives, encouraging a move towards more authentic and effective engagement with societal challenges. In conclusion, Vivek Ramaswamy's Woke Inc. Inside Corporate America's Social Justice Scam serves as a thought-provoking critique of the intersection between capitalism and social justice. It is a must-read for entrepreneurs, business leaders, policymakers, and consumers who are interested in understanding the complexities of corporate involvement in social issues. Through detailed analysis and compelling arguments, Ramaswamy invites readers to question the authenticity of corporate social justice efforts and to consider the broader impacts of these initiatives on society. This book offers valuable insights into how businesses can navigate social activism in a manner that is sincere, effective, and aligned with foundational principles of democracy and free speech. Furthermore, it encourages a reevaluation of our collective expectations of corporate entities, proposing a path towards a more ethical and transparent engagement with the challenges facing our society today. Woke Inc. is not just a critique, but a call to action for a deeper, more meaningful conversation about the role of corporations in advancing true social progress. If you would like to support Vivek Ramaswamy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.